All right, let me offload these tickets before I pull a classic Romy. Forget that we even have them, finish the broadcast and say, oh, we got to find somebody to go to these this week.
Ooh, the Coyotes and Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
February
a?
The 8th
or is that
or 9th?
A? Was, yeah, a would be a, German. A would be an A. A.
Is it the 8th or 9th?
9th.
February 9th.
This is a 7 o'clock game. So our article this week, which we had a link in our weekly newsletter, was all about Saguaros. In that article, we had 6 talking points to Saguaros. Name any one of those 6. Text that answer to 411-923. First one to get that in, and we'll get these tickets sent in certified mail to your doorstep.
Very good.
Hey, before you go to the call.
Yes, honey, darling.
I got a really sweet call from Ruthie a little while ago.
Yes.
And she just said you had her smiling ear to ear with your little rock and roll rendition at the beginning of the show. And she said, thank you so much for your attitude and what you do to bring a little sunshine to everybody.
Well,
so.
Mike's playing a little bit of harder rock and roll than usual because he knows we got no sleep last night. And he's trying to keep me from falling asleep.
Well, Ruthie was entertained.
He's getting us fired up here, that's for sure. Let's get down to Pete in Tucson. We also have Frank and Ben. We'll take you in the order the calls came in, and all of you with a project you'd like a little help or guidance on, know that there's an open line. Jennifer will get your name, number, and question, and we'll get you online just as quick as we can. Toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Pete. Tucson's wide awake this morning. Hey, yeah, baby.
How you doing?
Good. What are you up to?
Here's what I've got. I have a home. It's 17 years old, all tile, and we decided to have it partially carpeted. But I'm rather tired of the tile in the carpeting, and I'd like to know if it's possible to be able to concrete over tile.
When you laid carpet, you didn't lay the carpet over the tile, did you?
No, the carpeting went over concrete.
Yeah, okay. Overlaying tile, theoretically, there are products that advertise themselves as, yes, you can do that. But, Pete, there are a lot of complicating factors.
I would think so.
What it does to all of your inside doors, what it does to your baseboard, what it does to your toe kick at the cabinets. I'm going to tell you, you will be infinitely happier long term if you go through the grief of removing all that tile and starting from your slab.
Yeah, I had a hunch you were going to. Yeah.
You're not going to call me Sunshine anymore, are you?
Well, okay. And then one other thing.
Now, Pete, the good news is chipping tile up is one of those jobs that it's just mind over matter.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, it don't matter. Just how miserable it is.
Yes.
Just be thinking about something else the whole time you're doing it.
Well, I'm a little long in the tooth for work like that right now. What if I went on your site, would there be a company there that I'm more concerned at the way they put in the concrete, of course, than the way they take out the tile. But do you have such folks on your site?
I tell you, I do not have a specific tile demo company in Pima County, but I would want you to call John and Deb Reuter at Assurance Builders. They are our Pima County home remodeling certified company.
I've used them before, and I have nothing but good things to say.
Aren't they great people?
Yes, they are.
You give them a call and ask them who are they currently using for their tile demo. And that's the way I would guide you.
For their concrete, you mean?
Well, you want to take the tile up first, right?
Oh, I see. The tile demo. I didn't catch that word.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll let you go with this question, if I might. This house is 17 years old now.
Okay.
And over the first, I'd say, 14 years, the tile was still cracking, which told me that the house was still settling. Is that common?
Not uncommon. But did any of the cracks get to the wall and start making their way up the wall through the stucco or through the drywall?
No, none of that.
Okay.
Were the cracks all in the grout, or were they through the tile itself?
No, they were through the tile itself. They started out mighty fine. You'd think that my wife has long black hair, you'd think that there was a piece of her hair on the floor.
Huh.
Then you'd look down and see this fine crack. And then, ignore it. I come back, and a couple months later, it's wider.
Yeah.
And so they've all gotten to a gap, I'd say, which might be half the width of a dime.
Okay. If that's not structural. Would you agree, Romy?
Through the tile, though?
Yeah. But, I mean, less than a half.
Structural. Yeah. It's definitely the concrete underneath.
Absolutely.
If it's the grout, there's a chance it's just a bad grout job, which happens more often than the tile below cracking. Yeah. But, no, that size is not structural, but it's definitely the concrete crack.
There you go. Pete, we appreciate the call. We appreciate you using our Rosie Certified Contractors down in Pima County. Our Pima County referral directory has grown considerably in the last 12 months, and it's going to considerably grow a lot more this year as well. So y'all stay tuned. We've got the referral directory in Tucson, the referral directory in Pinal County. We call it the Casa Grande Connection because for so many years we'd get phone calls from Eloy and Coolidge and Florence and Casa Grande, and they'd say, Rosie, your certified contractors won't come down from Phoenix or come up from Tucson. So we went and trolled through the Pinal County contractors list and found quite a few of them. For those of you in that in-between area, third most populous county in the state, Pinal County. We also have a referral directory up in Yavapai County in the press server in the Prescott and Prescott Valley area. So don't travel anywhere in Arizona and look for a contractor service provider without checking at Rosie on the House first. You go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Just type in your zip code and tell us what you're looking for. And automatically, the three service providers for that particular service will pop up, and you can go from there. Let's get back to the phone calls. Let's see if we can get to that's going to be Frank in Tucson that's been holding the longest.
Busy day in Tucson.
Everybody's up in Tucson this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Good morning.
You get me in trouble in a lot of different projects, but here's one I don't know if I should get into.
Okay.
I got a 1988 home built in 88, so it's 20 years old, and we're inundated with popcorn ceiling.
Yes.
At that time, it was popular. Now it's not.
Yes.
And here's what I heard, and just tell me if I'm wrong or right. You don't scrape it off now. There's a new process where you layer over it.
Well, you can. You can do that. But, Frank, your house is built in 88.
So, yes, sir.
So what you've got on the ceiling is 100% asbestos-free. Usually when we lay over it, we're trying to encapsulate an asbestos popcorn ceiling. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be a lot happier with the end product going ahead and scraping what you have. It comes off incredibly easy. Just
Who's though? Yeah, a contractor maybe.
It'll come off easy for everybody if you simply get a little garden sprayer, the little kind that's, you know, a 1 or 2 gallon garden sprayer with a rubber hose on it, and pump it up and just spray it. You mount plastic on your walls, cover the floor, and it's kind of like the last call. It's kind of mind over matter. If you don't mind all this stuff falling down on your face and in your hair and down the back of your collar and in your underwear.
I think you lost me already.
It comes off easy, but it is a messy job.
The road to heck is paved with good intentions, is what you're saying. Okay, thank you, Rosie.
Yeah, you get a hold of our certified painter down there, James Cruz, New Frontiers Painting, and he can line up the drywall company for you to get that scraped down, get it retextured, and get it all painted up. James Cruz, New Frontiers Painting. Been a Rosie Certified painter down in Pima County now for about 10 years. He almost goes back to the very beginning when we first started broadcasting at KNST. So, Frank, we appreciate the call. Messy job.
13th year in Tucson now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow. 04 was our first day in Tucson. That was 13 years ago.
Wow. Where did that go?
Do you remember how we used to connect with that crazy old second channel of the ISDN line that half the time we'd have to drop our connection to KTAR and then reconnect and then dial into Tucson? And actually, you know what? Even before that, we had an old phone dial vector unit, the Comrex vector.
I don't see you've kept up with all I did was just talk into the microphone. And you were behind the scenes making sure all the connections were right.
The little red box.
Oh, man. Let's keep going. Let's get to these calls. We've got Ben in Phoenix been holding the longest. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Rosie on the House. How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
And I'll just make an aside, but I just took down my popcorn ceilings last week, and messy job, and I, but it's certainly well worth it.
Yeah.
I just purchased a house. It was built in '84.
Okay.
And I'm pulling up the carpet, which is surprisingly original carpet.
Okay.
And I'm noticing some cracks along the concrete. And I'm not sure if this is something, a lot of them are small, but some of them are about a quarter inch.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's, what I want to do is I want to lay down tile, but I'm not sure. Should I get those fixed? Should I patch them? Should I get somebody out to actually address that? Or is this just normal settling that I shouldn't even worry about?
And Ben, you said you were new to the house?
Yes, I'm new to the house.
Okay. Uh-huh. So you haven't been able to track these cracks as to whether or not they're continuing to grow or if they have now since stabilized?
That's correct. I don't know.
Okay. You've got a smartphone, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to just take pictures of them and let me see them. Are they the width of a pencil lead or are they the width of a pencil? Do any of those cracks as they go across the concrete floor change the plane of the top of the finished concrete? If you laid a 4-foot level across the crack, would it high center on the crack? Or is the crack simply just separating, leaving the plane of the finished floor elevation in the same level? You also want to follow that crack to the nearest wall. Make sure the stress isn't climbing up the wall through the sheetrock or the plaster. If it's not, and if it's not offsetting the finished plane, chances are it's just shrinkage cracks and you won't have to worry about it. When you're doing a tile job on a crack that you're concerned about, there's a tactic and a product you use called a slip sheet. And we'll actually put a slip sheet over the crack and then lay the tile over the top of that. It doesn't absolutely guarantee the crack won't come back, but it greatly enhances the chance that if it's just a shrinkage crack, that will not transfer through to the finished tile floor that you're laying down. Congratulations on the purchase of a new home. We always love hearing about people taking that first step up the American ladder of home ownership. It is your biggest asset. Take care of it. Pay it off quickly. Interest rates are great. Jump on the low interest rates. Pay it down, accelerate your payments, get out of debt, and baby, you'll be in beautiful shape just faster than you can imagine. When we get back, it's Jim and Barry and two other lines. We don't even have their names on yet, but we'll get to all of you right after this.